Good morning. Good morning. I'm Chris McCarthy, and we're energizing South Coast. The big scandal and big national story and the local story is the fact that a top political appointee of Governor Maura Healey, Democrat, was arrested yesterday, charged with trafficking cocaine he received, allegedly, 16 pounds of cocaine at a state-owned building while he was on the payroll of the state of Massachusetts for over $100,000. He's not on food stamps. Well, he might be. I don't know. It's an absolutely outrageous story. And if the governor's going to salvage even a few grams of political support, she's got to get out behind the eight ball on this story, get out front, open up his personnel files. The state employee, who again, innocent until proven guilty. But think about it. To get a political job like that, you have to know people. Trust me, you do. And they have to know you. And by the way, when you're in the narcotics business, a lot of people have to know you sell drugs to be successful. And while, again, they're just allegations, to take delivery of 16 pounds of cocaine is not personal use. It means you're going to traffic in it, building a cocaine empire out of a state building, right? Does it damage your opinion of the governor? I mean, again, I told you I voted for Governor Healey in part because I thought she was superior to her Republican opponent, even though I didn't agree with her on a lot of issues. I thought she's more capable than her Republican opponent of hiring and attracting, or attracting and hiring, the best people to run very important agencies in the Commonwealth. And when the governor's job is not to be hands-on, that's not it, you're there to hire the best people to do really important things for the residents of the Commonwealth. And when I looked at Governor Healey, or then Attorney General Healey, and a Republican opponent, I thought Governor Healey would likely be better. And I was wrong, obviously. The amount of people that have left or been forced out or now arrested in her administration is mind-boggling, to tell you the truth. For a former attorney general to have attracted these people and hired them, totally underwhelming. The outrage is overwhelming, but her performance so far as governor has been underwhelming. And I told you I voted for her. 508-996. Kind of open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. And by the way, what's your favorite term for cocaine? Is it booger sugar, dummy dust, Bolivian marching powder? There's a whole lot of it. There's a whole lot of it, right? Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
It's just flat out blow. I want to know that guy. But you know, Chris, you know, you say you have to know somebody to have these jobs, right?
Yes.
So is it DEI or just white man's affirmative action? What do you want to call that?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of the guy. I don't know. Have you seen a picture of him? I don't know what his race is. I don't know.
Let me just say this, right?
Okay.
And I don't want to go tit for tat, but how many people that Trump put in his cabinets and some important jobs all over the country,
yes,
that he would come out and say, that guy's crazy, he don't know what he's talking about, he's this, that, and other thing, I don't know how I hired him, blah, blah, blah. You hire somebody, you know, that has a good resume and that can do the job, and they go do something stupid.
Yep.
I don't think you should be held for that. If somebody right there that you hired right at the radio station there,
right,
that has, you know, no record, great credentials, and you hire him, and he beats up his wife. Right. That's not on you.
Correct.
You know, that's not on you. I mean, you can't do that to him. I used to use that against Trump when all these people were getting fired, and he said they were great, and then later on he said they were nuts. And I thought about it, and I went, you know, that's really not on him. You know, they came in with a great resume, and if they turn out to be not as good as they thought he was going to be, or sure. she, you can't put it on him. So that's my take on that. But, you know, do you think they set him up, or do you think anybody's that stupid?
You know, I don't know, because it is the Massachusetts State Police who work directly for the governor, and it's the Hampden County District Attorney's Office, which are Democrats. I don't know. I got to tell you the truth. I wonder if, and again, everything's allegations, so we're just speculating here, but and he's innocent. But you wonder if he's a guy who got into a jam, maybe has a drug problem, gambling problem, something like that, and so he was put up to accept the delivery with the idea that they'll never suspect anybody at the State House of doing it because it's so outrageous. So, hey, to get yourself clear, you got to take delivery of this package. That could be possible.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see that happening, but obviously it does happen. Because normally when if they throw that through the mail, it gets flagged somewhere. They wait until it gets delivered. Mm-hmm. They usually put some sort of GPS thing inside of it, right? So they know where it goes.
Yes.
So I'm sure they must have waited until they actually got it, opened it up, brought it somewhere, some kind of effect. But 16, would you say 16 pounds?
16 pounds.
That's a whole lot of blow, Chris. I want to know this guy.
I want to party with you, cowboy.
I'll see you later.
See you. Thanks, Tony. It's in other words, what he's saying is very accurate. I don't want to besmirch any former Fox News employees, but does anybody remember when a mustachioed newsman allegedly had a whole lot of blow delivered to Marion? He was on assignment, maybe skiing, I don't know, in Arizona. And a package arrived at the family home in Marion, right down the road. And when they opened it, it contained cocaine. Now, the mustachioed gentleman said, I don't know anything about it. And he was never charged. A family member may have been charged, but it was not taken all the way to a conviction or anything like that. But that happened. Someone received a package in Marion. And what was believed is that it was a mustachioed famous newsman who sent it, or at least was intending to receive it, but he was not in the house in Marion, and he was on assignment in Arizona, which I think is where the package had come from. But anyway, nobody was charged, and obviously everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But that was a local thing that played out here on South Coast. And it was not cocaine, it was marijuana. Robert Parrish of the Celtics received a package at home. And like the gentleman said, they followed it. In other words, it was flagged either by the delivery company or the postal service for contraband. And they delivered it to his house in Massachusetts. And Robert Parrish from the Celtics, I don't think he had opened it yet. In other words, when they raided his house, the package was there, still intact. That's my recollection. And again, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. And he may not know what was in the package. But it does happen. And again, is this South Coast being left out again of the power structure? I mean, we could certainly use some energy here on the South Coast. Is Governor Healey and her staff leaving us out of the energizing agenda that she has? Maybe we deserve the same thing as Western Mass. a state-funded cocaine empire here on South Coast, right? Why, Mr. Speaker, how many more? Oops, if I just hung up on you, please call back. That was accidental. I had a stroke at one point, and so my hands do not always do what they're told in my mind. So, thank you. Okay, so we are taking your phone calls. Look, I'm having some fun with the story because it's so outrageous. So outrageous. It's like right out of television. Did anybody watch The Wire? Do you remember they saw an aide to the high-ranking senator making a cash pickup in the projects from drug dealers on the television show The Wire? And they followed the money and they had to give the money back. It was for the senator. And, you know, they traced high-ranking politics on The Wire, high-ranking politicians, to the narcotics trade in Baltimore. And that's like what this is all about. That's what this is taken from. Fact, reality is stranger than fiction. Now, again, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. We're going to go to the phones. Let's go back. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I remember many years ago when I used to hang out at the Fiddler's Green Irish Pub. And I believe at that time you were working for Cape Air, maybe?
Yes, yes.
And you used to come in to get a cold water and maybe other cold drinks at
yes.
that time?
Yes, I did.
This individual that you spoke about was sitting in the pub one night consuming a frosty one when I walked in. So, and I nodded at him. He nodded back at me. And I think that individual now lives in Cleveland, believe it or not.
Really? So, Cleveland, the mistake by the lake. He somehow skated on, maybe had nothing to do with it, the package that arrived at his house in Marion.
Yeah. The other thing is that this individual out in Springfield, wasn't he also captured in possession of an AR-15 rifle?
Was he? I knew there was a firearm involved. I did not know the details.
I'm not sure. I'm just alleging that.
Yep.
But I thought I heard Howie Carr use those... The word AR in a story that he read yesterday. So that's very interesting because you could force him maybe to receive a package of drugs
right.
at the state house out there in the western part.
Right.
But how do you force him to possess an AR-15? You know, he's involved. He's a willing participant in this event. So.
Yes, it appears that way. And again, everybody's yeah. innocent until proven guilty, and he'll have his day in court, probably his months in court.
He's going to have a lot of time. The other thing,
yes,
real quick,
sure.
There is a Fox News correspondent from Dallas. Her name is Brooke Taylor. She used to work for Channel 6 in Providence, okay. the weekends, and then she went to Houston, Channel 13 in Houston. Now she works as Fox News. Do you know who I'm speaking of?
I know of her. I didn't realize she was local.
She's not. She actually came out of upstate New York somewhere, and she got hired at Channel 6 back in the day. But she's only like, I think she's 29 years old. But her and I have actually corresponded. I've actually asked her questions via Facebook Messenger, and she's actually answered me back. I think that's pretty cool.
That's very cool. I like that. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, she probably sees that I've been with her ever since she was working in Providence. So
yes.
Recently they captured over 400 firearms being smuggled into Mexico by two Americans that had Mexican heritage. And so I asked her a question about the firearms and so forth. And she got back to me and she answered my question. So I thought that was pretty cool. So with that, Chris, you have a great day and have a great weekend if I don't speak to you tomorrow.
You too, my friend. Thanks. Have a great weekend as well. 508-996-0500. Yeah, you know, a lot of people in the media do respond to Facebook Messenger. I mean, I'm a small market guy and a hometown guy, but I'm happy to do it as well. A lot of people use it to get in touch with me, Facebook Messenger. A lot of people use it to just say horrible things to me as well. But that's all right. I probably earn them. And in fact, I wear them like a badge of honor. It doesn't really bother me unless I think you have some violence behind you. And even then, I really don't scare because I have God and look what I've been through, right? We may or may not get an opportunity to speak to Will Flanagan, who was recently filleted on the streets of Fall River. And he's recovering in St. Luke's Hospital. And he responded to a text message. I sent my friend a question by text. Hope you're feeling better. And he responded. And so I followed it up with, are you up for doing an interview? And he may be up for it. But again, he's at St. Luke's Hospital. We did do a great job. But you're not in control of your own schedule when you're in the hospital. They may need him for other tests and procedures. So he'll be away from his phone. But we may get to speak with a recently violently assaulted former mayor of Fall River, Will Flanagan. Good friend. We wish him Godspeed. Been praying for him. I hope all of you pray for Will Flanagan. He's made an incredible recovery. Great, really strong guy. That's what you need. Personal strength, spiritual strength to make it back from the brink of death. We'll be right back.
This portion of programming on WBSM is brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, soda, and a bag of chips for only $5.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. That the Coke spoon up your nose. It's a little shot from Billy Joel in the 70s. Don Perignon, the Coke spoon up your nose. I believe that Diana DeSaglio, the state auditor, ought to really add to her list of auditing items small silver spoons. Was the State House buying small silver spoons? What about glass coffee tables? How many gross of razor blades, blank credit cards? What were they? How many gross of small brass tubes were they buying for the Commonwealth, for the state employees? What was going on? What am I talking about? Well, those are some of the implements, I'm told, to ingest cocaine. And one of Governor Healey's most trusted advisors, senior employee, was arrested taking possession of 16 pounds of cocaine in a state building. Now, innocent until proven guilty. I purposely haven't seen a picture of the person. It's pretty easy to avoid. I read the story from Stephanie Barry, who I've been reading for years, because she covers organized crime in Western Mass. The Patriarca family, the Genovese family, Skyball, Scabelli, all those guys. And now Governor Healey, right, and her staff. Governor Healey and her staff. If you've had enough and you want to get out of here, sell your property, reach out to Lanigan & Company. Lanigan & Company is a full-service real estate brokerage firm and development company serving clients of all sizes. No matter how many grams you weigh, Lanigan & Company will take care of you. Full service at Lanigan & Company means we stay with our clients over the long haul. For us, the relationship truly begins after the closing. Owning real estate, whether it's your home or a commercial property, requires maintenance, administrative, financial, and of course, physical repairs. Lanigan & Company is there to help you preserve and enhance the value of your property at the time of and after the closing. Visit the website or call Jay Lanigan directly today to get started. A growing part of Lanigan & Company's business is helping baby boomers like you downsize, sell the family farm or whatever it is. This process requires preparing larger homes for sale and working with folks and their families to secure smaller, more manageable houses, apartments, condominiums. Logistics, compassion, and collaboration drive these transactions, and Lanigan & Company is uniquely qualified and positioned to help people coordinate all of the moving parts to effectively and seamlessly downsize their property. Visit the website or give Jay a call. 508-996-0500. That's how you can get on the program. We're talking about, it's an unbelievable story, all right? Ripped right out of fiction, but it's reality. Governor Healey is one of her top most trusted staffers, in my opinion, running the western part of the state, was arrested for cocaine trafficking, taking delivery of 16 pounds, more than 16 pounds, of Bolivian marching powder. Cocaine. Is it connected to the Biden White House? We don't know. We do not know. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, maybe they were getting some more drugs, too, like some heroin, and then they thought maybe they'd give out some smack benefit instead of snap benefit this month.
Smack benefits. I like that.
I'm sure a lot of people on Switch stamps wouldn't mind getting it, too.
A little bit of smack. That's street slang for heroin, guys. For those of you who think it's just a smack to the head. No. It is it's dope. It's dope.
And I've never known a white Lamar, just saying.
Okay. That may be true.
I think it's a DEI hire.
It could be. Could be a DEI hire. I don't know. Thanks for the call. And would that be the reason they didn't thoroughly screen him? Now, again, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But you follow the news. I don't know what your personal life is like, but you know that somebody who takes delivery of 16 pounds of cocaine, if in fact it's true, that's not personal consumption. It's not a first-timer. It is, as a lawyer texted me, it's not selling cocaine. It's building a cocaine empire. It's cartel level. And we had someone earlier say, well, with all the migrants brought into Massachusetts by and subsidized by the Democrats, the governor and the supermajority in the House and Senate, is it possible that some of those cartel members had contact with members of the Healey administration? And that is the origin of this? Again, you cannot have a Democrat attorney general or district attorney, it's a district attorney in this case, Hampden County, supervising an investigation of one of Governor Healey's, his political ally, who's the governor. You just can't have it. There needs to be a federal investigation and maybe an independent prosecutor at the federal level. But where is Dartmouth resident Andrea Campbell with a statement on this? And who recommended this guy? Or was this someone Governor Healey knew personally? That's entirely possible. It's entirely possible that this is a person. I mean, look, I've known governors long before I had a radio show. Personally knew Paul Cellucci. Came down and campaigned for me. His office sent me a number of options, opportunities to be appointed to politically. So it's entirely possible if a kid from Freetown knew a governor, a sitting governor, why couldn't a guy from Springfield know the governor personally? All of this, we have to get to the bottom of it. All of this, you have to get to the bottom of. Speaking of sewerage, which is what we're talking about, human sewerage. What about real sewage, though? Sewerage. you know, plumbing emergencies, they don't wait and they don't tip you off that they're going to happen until they do. At Bass Ready Rooter, we treat every call like it's our own home. Our family-owned business has been solving water, sewer, and septic problems since 1974, earning the trust of thousands of families all over South Coast, Dartmouth, Fall River, certainly New Bedford. And Bass Ready Rooter has earned 700 five-star reviews. Check it out. We believe the customer service is a lost art, and we are here to keep it alive. Bass Ready Rooter. We may not be your first call, but we'll always be your last call. Visit the website, bassready.com today. Get ahead of the next plumbing emergency. Go to the website, bassready.com today. Go there today. We'll be right back. Stick around. You want to get on the phone? You can, 508-996-0500. I don't want this blizzard to obscure the fact that there's an election coming up in New Bedford. And you've got the opportunity. Well, you know the background of some of these candidates. Do you want to chance it? Do you? Do you want to chance it in this New Bedford election? Knowing the backgrounds, thanks to New Bedford Light and New Bedford Live, New Bedford Guide, even to some degree WBSM. You want to chance it? After seeing what just happened to the governor? Do you want to chance that? Think very carefully. Make sure you go to the polls. Think very carefully before you put your X, check off a candidate. And make sure you vote for the people that are running ads here on WBSM, because they are appealing to you for your vote. They know who you are and they want you to vote for them. So if you're on hold, stay there. We'll be right back.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
We drown our doubts in dry champagne and soothe our souls with fine cocaine.
Welcome back to the program. I know we've been talking about the governor's staff member being arrested with cocaine, 16 pounds of it. But we're now joined by a friend of mine, Will Flanagan, former mayor of Fall River, prosecutor, practicing attorney, businessman who was stabbed viciously on the streets of Fall River. And it's caught on video. Will is joining us from St. Luke's Hospital here in New Bedford, where he's made a miraculous recovery. He's a very strong man, spiritually and physically. Good morning, Will. How are you doing, my friend?
Chris, I'm on the mend. It's great to hear your voice, and St. Luke saved my life. There's no doubt about that. Their trauma center, their nurses, their doctors, without them, I would not be talking to you right now.
They do a great job over there at St. Luke's. Will, how important were the prayers of the greater Fall River area, my audience? How important were the prayers in your recovery?
It brought me to tears, Chris. The amount of people, friends, family, strangers who have reached out and contacted me and have said a prayer, have gone to church and light a candle. The guy was with me that day. This man could have killed me.
Yes.
He was deranged. And by the grace of God, he didn't. And I'm here to talk to you and be with my children. So it's nothing short of a miracle as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I agree with that. Will Flanagan is speaking to us live from St. Luke's in his hospital bed. Will, what are they giving you for a prognosis? In other words, are you going to be left with permanent damage? Do you know yet?
We don't think so, Chris. Okay. We think we're going to have a full recovery. I did suffer 2 stab wounds to the face, 2 stab wounds to the neck. I suffered wounds on my body. However, we're going to just keep healing and getting healthier. We expect a full recovery, hopefully by the end of the year. And, you know, on October 20th, they put me on a ventilator, and they were going to schedule a tracheotomy 7 days later. However, a young doctor came into my room and said, look, he talked to my mom and said, I'm going to give your son a chance to breathe on his own. If he can do it and breathe on his own, we'll cancel the tracheotomy. However, if he can't breathe on his own, we're going to do the emergency trach right now. Do you want to give him that chance? And they said, yes, let him try to breathe on his own. They took the tube out, and I was able to breathe on my own, and I didn't have to get the tracheotomy, Chris.
We're speaking with Wolf Flanagan. He was the victim of a vicious knife attack on the streets of Fall River. Will, how is your family doing? Your mother, how are they doing?
Everybody's doing well. Everybody's strong, supportive. We're a strong family. We've been through a lot. And it definitely has brought us closer. There's no doubt about it.
Will, what was going through your mind when that knife plunged into you?
Well, it was an unprovoked attack. I was attacked from behind. I was walking back to my store in Fall River, Cosmopolitan Dispensary on Hartwell Street. I had just left the pharmacy. I bought Halloween candy I was going to give out to the customers and staff. And some deranged individual ran up from behind me and struck me in the left side of my face with, I believe, a knife, and then just continued knifing me. I turned around in a defensive stance trying to fight him off, but he was too quick with the knife, kept stabbing me. And I had Crocs on. I didn't have the best footwear. So when I took a step backwards, I lost my balance and I fell. Mm-hmm. And then if you watch the video, he gets on top of me and attacks me some more. Something made him stop. He could have easily finished me off. He could have plunged the knife in my eye. He could have stuck it more in my eye. He could have finished me off, but he stopped and he ran across the street. And luckily, the senior citizens who live in that area were outside, and they brought me to safety.
We're speaking with Will Flanagan. He's in St. Luke's Hospital right now, recovering from a vicious knife attack that he suffered in the Fall River area in front of his business, Cosmopolitan Dispensary on Hartwell Street. Will, what are you getting out of this? Have you had an opportunity to think about what happened to you, your experience? Because you're a public person. You were the mayor, former prosecutor. What do you take with this experience? Where does it go? Do you know yet?
I do. I've given it a lot of thought. First, I say this. God wants me to forgive this man. And I do. I forgive him. I believe in God. God saved my life. I forgive him. I forgive what he did. However, he's a dangerous man. He cannot be on the streets of America. From what I hear, he's attacked other people. He's been in and out of jail. He might be mentally ill. I don't know. But I think of that Ukrainian girl who was on the train and who was stabbed in the neck. I've been thinking of her often. Innocent people are getting killed on the streets of America. It's wrong. The streets have to be safe. Your communities have to be safe. Your neighborhoods have to be safe. You can't have crazy, harmful, dangerous people roaming the streets looking to hurt people. It just can't be.
We have Will Flanagan. Will, I said to my audience a couple days ago, I think Will is going to make a lot out of this. You get to speak for all the victims that never get to speak, like the woman on the train who's dead and all the other people who, like you, they could have been dead, but they're victims. They don't have the voice that you have. Is that what you're going to do with this experience?
I am. I'm going to continue to speak out until something's done about the mental health crisis in America. You have people who are roaming the streets mentally ill, who are committing crime against innocent people. One of the most dangerous things that can happen is for an innocent person to be victimized. Once you become a victim, it changes your life forever.
Yes.
People have PTSD. People are afraid to come out of the house. I'm built a little differently because of my background and things I've done in life. My mind is strong. But, for people who are victimized, it's a horrible, horrible experience. And just the physical pain, the mental pain, to just be an innocent person going about your day and having a madman attack you, it's wrong. And that should not be happening in America, Chris.
100%, Will. I am so glad to hear your voice, my friend. You sound strong. I know you're strong, because otherwise you would have died on that
sidewalk. And I thought about you a lot. I thought about you and the conversations we had, especially during COVID, and I've been thinking about you, and I love you, Chris. I want you to know that, okay?
Thank you, Will. I love you, too, and I am so proud to be your friend. You're a survivor. You're a strong man, and I was praying for you as soon as I saw that, heard the news and saw the video. I was praying for you, and because I know that is how people survive.
They do through the power of prayer. Amen.
Will, give my best to the staff over there at St. Luke's. I'm a frequent flyer. Hopefully you won't be. The trauma
Thank
unit
you.
Is great. My friend, we'll be in touch. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you
joining
for
me. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Will Flanagan, the former mayor of Fall River, businessman, attorney, friend of mine, crime victim. Like he said, this cannot continue. This cannot continue. Outrageous. If you haven't seen the video, you can see it. Channel 5, I think Channel 12 has it as well. I think you should watch it to see that man viciously attacked and realize that could have been any one of us. Any one of us. Totally innocent. Totally random. Knife attack. In a gateway city. Gateway city. Outrageous. Will Flanagan. Pray for Will. He's got a long road of recovery. But I think he's going to do great things with this experience. We'll be right back. Stick around. Welcome back to the program. Let's see how many other songs I can remember that have the word cocaine in them. Why would I be playing so many cocaine-related songs? Well, I don't build birdhouses. No. Gotta have a hobby. No, the governor of the Commonwealth, who I voted for, Maura Healey, one of her staff members, a senior staffer, guy who ran the western part of the state, was arrested for accepting 16 pounds of cocaine in a government building, paid for by you and me. More you than me, but paid for nonetheless by taxpayers. It's outrageous. And I would think the Democrats would be thinking about swapping her out, because if you're particularly upset with Donald Trump, you realize that she's handicapped now when it comes to fighting Donald Trump the way you want her to. I mean, she's incapable now of battling Donald Trump. He's just going to reference the cocaine like he did Joe Biden. I mean, the Democrats have really got to think about swapping her out, I would imagine. And I don't know if the lieutenant governor is clean enough in this story, which is yet to unfold, about the staffer with 16 pounds of cocaine, even though he's innocent until proven guilty. By the way, really appreciate all of the people in my audience sending me Facebook messages, text messages about this case, because they've got a lot of legal professionals in the audience sending me court records and things like that. So it's a blast. It's a blast. And unfortunately, it's coming to the end. I got to go across the street, get all my blood taken out, cleansed, and then forced back into my body. And God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Back tomorrow. Tom Hodgson will be with me tomorrow. And Jack Spillane. Check out Jack Spillane's column at newbedfordlight.org. We're going to talk all about Jack Spillane's column. Another questionable elections practices in the city of New Bedford. Check out Jack Spillane. He'll be here tomorrow. Taking my questions and yours. And giving me a hard time, probably. Anyway, God love you.